Community presence, it's Arvest.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
We are about ready to get this one underway. The Bombers in the white home uniforms, blue numerals in gold trim. Batesville black road uniforms, white numerals in the orange trim. Brock Sturdivant is in the circle to jump against David Waymire, and Waymire is about 8 or 9 inches taller. We'll see if Sturdivant even jumps here. He kind of did. He knew he was not going to have a chance to win that tip, and the Bombers have the basketball. Sturdivant went into the circle kind of smiling. He knew he was up against the big 6'9 player. Here's Cruz in the middle for Mountain Home, missing off the glass. The rebound underneath by Morgan. Batesville came out in the zone as expected. It was a 2-3. Here's Sturdivant out top, missing a three, and the rebound chased down in the corner by Mickel. 7:30 left, opening quarter, just getting started from Bomber Gymnasium with the second game of our doubleheader this evening. Left side top of the key is Clem. Baseline left, Morgan, the outstanding freshman, missing the shot. Waymire goes over the back, trying to get the rebound, and commits the foul. Morgan with his second board. Waymire picks up his first foul. First foul against Mountain Home. They'll try to lob it in to Morgan. The ball knocked away, loose, and Mountain Home comes up with it. 7:05 left in this first quarter. We are scoreless so far in the corner. Bashir's open, wide open. Three is good. Hunter Bashir's knocks down the three. And the Bombers with the first points of the ball game. Chad LaRose, head coach of Batesville, outstanding baseball player back in the day at Batesville. Morgan out top. This is Mickel with it into the paint. Knocks down a 15-foot jumper. Makes it 3-2, Mountain Home with 6:27 left in the opening period. Peters now Benton, right side top of the key for Mountain Home. Back to Peters. Cruz working high post, and of course the 6'9 senior Waymire down low. Here's Peters, left side top of the key for three. No, Waymire, the rebound, and the putback underneath. 5-2. Mountain Home leads it. Morgan into the paint at the other end, blocked by Waymire. Rebound along the baseline. Benton has it for Mountain Home. Bombers on the move. Peters into the paint. Hang, shot off the glass. No. Rebound to the Pioneers. That's Mickel underneath with his second board. He runs the floor quickly up the right side. Blakely out top for the Pioneers. Throws it away. Turnover Batesville. .539 left in this opening quarter. 5-2, Mountain Home on top. Benton works left side top of the key now for the Bombers. They got Waymire down on the low block on the left side. They'll swing the ball to the left side. Peters, now Bashir's, looks to the right block. There's Waymire, bowls his way in. Shot no, gets his own rebound and keeps it alive here for the Pioneers. A three by Benton won't go. Cruz chases it down in the corner for Mountain Home. Out top, it's Peters. No look pass to Cruz inside. Misses the shot but draws the foul. Nice entry pass from Talon Benton from out top. It was a no look pass. The foul's on J.P. Morgan, the freshman, his first. First foul this half against Batesville. Cruz at the line. First one is good. Bombers Bombers playing well coming into this ball game. They've won three of their last four. Second free throw is good. 7-2. Offensive foul as Cruz takes a charge at midcourt. It's on Mickle, his first, team's second. Boy, the girls team from Batesville left, and so did about two-thirds of their fans. They brought a lot for the girls game, but a lot of them have left. Entry pass into Waymeyer, goes off his hands and out of bounds. Mount Home turns it over for the first time here this evening. 7-2, Mountain Home leads it, 4:40 left in the opening quarter. District opener for these teams here this evening. Right side, top of the key, Blakely a three, and he fills it up.
Caleb Blakely, three.
4:20 left in the first quarter, 7-5. Bombers with it, with the lead. Baseline pull-up 15-footer by Bashiers won't go. And the backside rebound by Blakely. Works it ahead. Clem out top. Just under 4 minutes left in this first quarter. Three ball on the way is missed, and the rebound underneath to Waymeyer. Here's Colton Peters at the offensive end. Gives it inside to Cruz. He's fouled and will shoot free throws here. The foul against Batesville is charged to Sturdivant, his first, team's third.
Brock Sturdivant, his first, team's third. Allowing the two-shot opportunity.
Cruz to shoot a couple here. 2 of 2. First one is good. The second one is good. Cruz hits them both. 9-5, Mountain Home with the lead. 3:28 left in this first quarter. Here's a trap by Mountain Home. Batesville handles it. Now the turnover. The Bombers force the turnover. Peters at the other end. The drive, the shot, and a foul. Peters will go to the free throw line. Foul against Batesville. Charge to Dylan Klim. That's his first, fourth team foul against Batesville. Colton Peters at the free throw line to shoot a couple. The first one from the lefty is good. Brandon Williams, a senior, into the ballgame now for the Pioneers. Second free throw. Missed, and the rebound underneath by Morgan. The freshman has three boards. At the other end, the ball knocked loose. And a turnover. Mountain Home comes up with it. Peters up ahead. Finds Waymeyer out top, and now Peters gets it back between the circles. He'll set the offense. Left side, top of the key. This is Benton. His entry pass is knocked loose. Bashiers coming up with it, fighting for it, left side, and it's out of bounds off Batesville. The Shears picked it up, threw it off the body of Blakely, who was laying out of bounds. Heads-up play by Hunter Bashiers. Bombers will keep the possession with 2:45 left in this opening quarter, leading 10-5. Five of Mountain Home's 10 points coming from the free throw line. Benton, double team, kicks it out to Peters. Into the paint, shot blocked from behind. Out of bounds, Bombers will keep the possession. Luke Dibble, the 6'1 junior, checking in for Mountain Home. The Shears will get the breather. Benton works on the left side. It's Dibble in the corner. 2:19 left in this first quarter. Entry pass to Cruz, and he's fouled from behind. They're going to get Clem with the backside defense. His second, team foul number 5 against Batesville. Dibble to inbound along the baseline. Gets it into Cruz in the left corner. Kicks it out to Benton, top of the key, after dribbling all the way through the paint. Dibble works on the right side. It's Peters to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper from 16. Rattles around and drops through. 3 points for Peters, and the Bombers now with a 12-5 lead. This is Blakely out top for the Pioneers to the free throw line. The shot with a hand in his face won't go. Rebound number 4 for David Waymire on the night. Benton works it ahead right side. In the corner, it's Dibble. 1:39 left, first quarter action. Bombers leading Batesville by 7. Batesville continuing to play a 2-3 zone. Here's Cruz from 15, and his shot is good. He has 6 first quarter points. Bombers lead at 14-5. Mask into the front court for the Pioneers. The kick out, Blakely, the 3 is no good. Williams, the rebound underneath for the Pioneers. Long-range 3 from Mask will not go. Rebound underneath to Mountain Home. That's Luke Cruz with his second. 1 minute left in this first quarter. It's 14-5. Mountain Home leading it. Here's a 3 out top, and it's good by Talon Benton. All 5 starters have scored now for Mountain Home in the first quarter. Double-digit lead, 17-5. Morgan at the other end. His 3 won't go. Waymire, the rebound underneath, his 5th. 35 seconds left first quarter, and the Bombers will play for the final shot of the first period, leading by 12. Great start by Mountain Home. Benton holds the dribble near midcourt. Down to 15 on the clock. He'll run it to about 10 and then start. Here we go. Dibble right side. In the corner, it's Cruz. Back to Dibble. Now it's Peters. Good ball fake. Pulls up from 16. Jumper no. Benton a foul going for the rebound as Williams had the position underneath. First on Talon Benton. Second team foul. Baylor Corsilius, the 6'2 junior, into the ball game for Mountain Home. Jacob Warner will check into the ballgame now for the Pioneers. And a long three-pointer will not go. We've played 1 quarter. It's Mountain Home 17, Batesville 5. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want to see Fleetwood Mac live at Radio City Music Hall? Head to musichairs.org for tickets to the 28th annual Person of the Year celebration. All proceeds benefit Music Cares. Don't miss this opportunity to see Fleetwood Mac, one of music's most iconic bands, while contributing to a great cause. Buy your tickets at musichairs.org. Fleetwood Mac, Music Cares Person of the Year, live January 26th.